Yes. Hello, this is Mr. Eddie Treadwell, prisoner in Michigan Correctional Facility, Alger Correctional Facility, that is, and I'm a prison reform activist who's been working towards trying to create some form of reform here in Michigan Department of Corrections. However, I would like to discuss today or express the discovery of forgiveness. Right? I've been incarcerated for over 32 years now for individuals who robbed and killed my brother. And throughout, and eventually I ended up shooting one of the individuals and killing him in self-defense as they tried to kill me as well months later. However, through this painful experience that's frequent in our community, I come to realize that his mother looked like my mother. His sister looked like my sister. We're all as one in this world, right? And it's like it pains me deep to have to take an individual's life. This is not something that people should have to experience, right? The loss of a loved one and the taking the life of someone else's loved one is a traumatic experience. And one have to dig deep down in itself and find some type of solution to the feelings that may emerge through this experience. I have lost all my family members since I've been incarcerated, besides a few nieces and nephews that I barely know or barely that I knew as a child that barely know me now, since the, due to the separation. Right. So I have to find a way to try to bring some type of sense to all of this. But you can't see clearly through the situation without having to discover a way to forgive yourself, right, from committing the crime that you may have committed to come to be incarcerated. You have to find a way to forgive yourself. We come to be more accustomed to forgiving others or asking others to forgive us for wrong that we have done. But very rarely do we look deep inside ourselves and realize that it's things about ourselves that we need to forgive ourselves for, right? And once this forgiveness begins to take place and you relieve yourself of the pain and the frustration and the regret and all these various different things that become to be a tumor on your body that eats at you every day. You know, it's hard to function and see clearly and feel yourself as being worthy and valued and all these other various different things. So you have to forgive not just yourself, but have a sense of mind of forgiving. They say God is all forgiving, right? So we have the same attributes and tendencies within us to forgive, right? So once I have also like to mention, you know, that I would like to be forgiven for the wrongs that I have done to others, you know, because a lot of times the acts that I have committed was done independently. It wasn't a continuous pattern of behavior. You know, sometimes we do things that we regret. Sometimes our actions is drug induced, right? So we have to, once we begin to see clearly, we have to try to make amends for our errors and our ways. We have to make a speedy reparation to the utmost of our ability. And this reparations is done through your giving to others, to give and be kind to others now. You know what I'm saying? To relieve relieve yourself of the pain and hurt that you have caused to others. So now we, in turn, be an asset and a benefit to all mankind, because we know how fragile this thing called life is. We know how easily it can be taken away. So we have to appreciate it, value it, and try to live the best life that we possibly can live, right, while we're here on earth. I like to also apologize for my nieces, for my relatives who I couldn't be there for, you know, innate growth and development, to try to teach and instruct them and guide them right in their lives. You know, I like to ask the person who I committed the crime against to forgive their family. family to forgive me for the crime that had happened. You know, I would like to ask the world to forgive those who may have victimized them, you know, because we can't live with the hate and pain within our hearts towards those who have victimized us. We have to forgive them as though we would want others to forgive us for the things that we may have done. You know, it's, forgiveness is not just a one-way street, right? Forgiveness goes in a circle. Everyone is forgiven. Everyone forgives, you know, in time. Sometimes it may not be your time to forgive because it takes time to heal certain deep wounds, right? It takes time to discover the ability and power that you possess to forgive yourself and others, you know. So take your time. Make sure that this is what you want to do. If the closer, the more you forgive, the closer that it shows that you are to the God that you represent. See, because we know God is forgiven, and you have the same ability to forgive as He does. So sometimes it takes time, you know, but you have the power to do that. And once you do that, you relieve yourself of all the trauma and things that you may have been experiencing, so you can be free of that. We have to free ourselves of the chain that's been holding us down, that's holding us back. You know, we've been carrying that chain around for a long time. It's weight that we can do without, you know, so we can soar and be the great, be our greatest selves. You know, we all have the unlimited capacity for progress and growth within us. So we have to grow, we have to evolve, we have to move past certain things in our lives in order to live anew, you know, to be your best self, to be an asset and a benefit to the world, you know, to your family, to those with whom you come in contact, you know. Love and joy is something that's powerful. It's something that we can encounter within our own minds, but we have to direct our thoughts to this love and this joy. If we keep directing our thoughts to the pain and hatred, then we'll be in a negative mood. We need the love. They say love is the only savior of the world. So through this love, we can save ourselves from our thoughts. We can save ourselves from this weight, this pain, this ball, this chain that we've been holding on to, dragging around for many years, you know. And it goes on and on, you know. I haven't rehearsed anything. I haven't, you know, I'm just coming from the heart, you know, because I think that God speaks to man through man. I think the best that's within me is coming out right now to you, so you can hear, you know, the words that I speak have meaning and power behind them if we pay attention. So we have to pay attention, you know, to that which have the ability to aid and assist us in our times of need in life. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and keep living. My name is Mr. Eddie Treadwell, who have been incarcerated for over 32 years in Michigan Department of Corrections, Alger Correctional Facility in Michigan. My prison number is 205017. And if you feel that you need to talk or discuss any problem or issue or situation that you may have, feel free to contact me. And we can try to find a way to bring you some solace, some peace, some relief. They say a lot of times we are physically incarcerated in prison. In society, people are mentally incarcerated and in prison. They imprison themselves with their thoughts. Right? We have to free ourselves. We have to break the chains. We have to free ourselves of these things that we've been imprisoned within our minds and let it go. So you can start living again. So we can start anew. Because life is too short. He who neglects his present moment lose all that he have. You don't have yesterday. You don't have tomorrow, but what you do have is right now. So we can't neglect our present moment. We have to live the right now. We have to pay attention to the right now. So with that, our next time, until the next time, I leave you as I came, in peace.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.